This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you think the Commanders should reassess where they're at and maybe be more aggressive than was planned and make some moves? So I've thought about this a lot since yesterday. This came up on the show, you and I, post-Baltimore, and my initial answer was, I think I'm going to par the course for the most part. I am a very patient guy. I don't need to push the envelope. I'm, by nature, I would say, if I was running a team, not aggressive. I'm a builder. I'm a planner. I like to do things over an extended period of time. Having thought about this a lot, though, I think I'm changing my mind on this. The Commanders should absolutely prioritize the future, but they should do this simultaneously, Mike Rizzo style, with plans of 1, 3, and 5 years. And if something works for at least two of those three plans, the 1 and the 3 year plan, let's say, they should categorically be considering it. So whereas normally I go, don't go do that. Don't make that trade. Don't give up picks. It's not time. I think I'm going to push back on that for two reasons. First, they are a lot better than we thought they were going to be. Why can't they win the division and make noise in the playoffs? I'll wait. You got an answer?
No.
Why can't they win a playoff game or two or be a pain in the ass to play in the playoffs? Right now, this moment, and I know we're getting ahead of ourselves because it's only October 16th and a lot can change, but if the playoffs were starting today, and clearly they don't, would anybody want to play Washington? Would anyone want to deal with this offense?
You're a little bit scary, right?
Now, you might want your offense to play them because you can move the ball, but you still got to deal with Kingsbury and Daniels and one of the best scoring offenses in the National Football League.
That's right.
So they're pretty good. I think you've got to occasionally change your eye line some. And especially in the NFL, when the golden goose, when the entire point is the rookie quarterback contract. The moment you figure out you've got the rookie quarterback who can play at a high level and you can win a title with potentially before he gets paid, you flip that hourglass over, Danny, and the sand starts to fall.
Yep.
Now they've got 4.5 seasons left of Jaden Daniels before he makes an astronomical amount of money. But if you were to wait until this offseason, you get 4 postseasons, really, where you've got a shot to win before he makes crazy money. If you start to decide right here and right now that you want to try to win this year with Jaden Daniels, you get 5 postseasons. And because of how important it is to win before he gets paid, and we have just seen this all over the league, with these guys that go on to get the big contracts and then it gets harder, I think there should be an aggressiveness and there should be an urgency. And so I wouldn't make any trades for rentals. I wouldn't make any trades that even as of next season are question marks. But in areas where you can get a corner who might be a 2 or 3 year player for you that makes you better today and tomorrow, no brainer. A defensive end who can get after the quarterback who helps you for the rest of this year and improves you next season and beyond as well, no-brainer. So I'm going to go back on what I said when you asked me about this 2 days ago. I think I would absolutely, if I'm Adam Peters, be willing to wheel and deal a little bit and further take advantage of what appears to be a very special young quarterback on a rookie contract.
I hear that and I understand it. But to me, I deal in a very pragmatic way when it comes to this. The moves that I'd be willing to make, and I'm willing to make them, aren't the type of moves that are going to change anybody's fortunes or franchise. In other words, spending what I would spend, a fourth-round pick, a fifth-round pick on name that corner, name that available defensive end for not that much, that's not going to all of a sudden turn this into a championship team. I think there's several pieces that they need. Now, will they be slightly better for the short term? Probably. But how much is that worth to me? I cannot do anything to derail my precious window over the next several seasons. In other words, I will not be spending a first-round pick on somebody or a second. Probably not even a third, although I do have 2/3, so maybe I could be arm-twisted if I've got myself. I could take on a contract of somebody that's mildly gruntled in another city that could really help me produce at one of my positions of need, but the wheels have to line up perfectly on that. So in terms of practical moves, I'd be all for spending late-round currency on stuff. I'm always amazed, right, where this star receiver or this guy that's really good, maybe because there's a contract involved or there's a headache or something, you can have that guy who needs a change of scenery, and this is good scenery now all of a sudden, right? Everybody loves Dan Quinn, everyone loves this staff, and they're treating people the right way, and all of a sudden it's the place to be. We're one of the cool kids. Maybe you could be one of the desirable ones. If you're throwing a late-round pick for somebody that's going to help you, by all means, but I'm not going to pay a premium to derail the talent influx mechanisms that I have over the next couple of seasons.
Well, what if you're derailing the talent influx mechanisms, I think you called it, by adding talent and influxing talent? And so in other words, here's where we'll part ways. I mostly agree. First of all, I will not be playing the game that they should go trade for Max Crosby or Myles Garrett or something stupid like that.
That was going to be my follow-up then. Where do you draw the line?
Yeah, well, it's just not going to happen. It's right. Not to say that I'm not interested, but that's not reality. Mm-hmm. I deal in reality. That's not the radio show I want to do. So they're not trading for Myles Garrett, so you can skip that. But where we disagree is you're talking about late round picks and basically salt and pepper on the table. Like what I called, you know, the table dressings or the stuff that doesn't really matter. I am absolutely willing to trade a second or third or multiple mid round picks to bring in young starting talent that I'm adding for multiple years. That I am controllable talent. This is, you know, the Nationals this offseason will go out and probably have to trade for a number three starting pitcher. And they're going to give up some prospects from their system to do it. When you don't, in their case, have ownership that seems to be willing to help you with money and free agency, that's how you do it in that sport. The only team I can really use as a legitimate example right now is the Browns, because we now know as of yesterday they're in sell mode, mm-hmm. Okay? But I look at Cleveland as an example, and in their cornerback room, they've got a couple of very talented young corners in Greg Newsome and Martin Emerson, who were first and third round picks in 21 and in 22 respectively, who in Newsome's case is under contract after this year, still for another couple of football seasons, and Emerson even two more than that. I would absolutely be interested in the right situation in moving a mid-round pick for a starting corner that I think is a fit in my scheme, if they are, for the next three seasons or something like that. Absolutely. That is something they should be interested in doing. Now, here's where I was disagreeing earlier. In September, I never would have thought about doing this. Absolutely not. You're not good enough. You're not in this mode. But you are, in fact, good enough to win the division, and you are good enough to be a pain in the postseason. So, for me, it is two-sided. This is not a, let's push the chips in for 2024. That would be foolish. But if you can kill two birds with one stone, if you can have your cake now and also eat it later too, and I still don't know how that works.
I don't know why you'd have cake otherwise.
I don't know what that
Explain
means.
Explain that to me. Why'd I purchase this cake if not to eat it?
But I am wholeheartedly behind finding a fit, young talent, coming in here for now and the next few seasons and giving up a draft pick or two in the process. No problem with that at all.
I think if you find that sweet spot, I could sign up for that. I just don't think that's as all that feasible. In other words, what I'm saying is, like, Ernie Grunfeld used to go, we consider this guy coming back a second-round draft pick. No, your second-round draft pick was something you either sold or didn't use or whatever. Like, if you're able to, for the sake of argument, I'm just making this one up. I don't know. I don't have his contract in front of me. But if you trade a second for Denzel Ward, who's under contract.
Well, that's not a thing.
For multiple years. But yeah. Like, let's say you could do that. Sure. I'll do that because I got a Pro Bowl player for multiple years. But if it's a, you know, what would probably take a pretty high pick to pick up Newsom from Cleveland as well, would they be willing to do that? Who knows?
Already paid Denzel Ward at corner.
Right.
You're probably not paying two corners. So I'm building practical, like I am living in Practicalville, and I'm saying you've got to find a team that has a good young player that would be willing possibly to take on assets. And I'm just using Cleveland as the hypothetical.
Because they're bad and they've already started to sell.
They sold off on Cooper.
Yeah.
But in a world where you've paid, and Denzel Ward's not on the table. That is the thing I'm not doing, right? Not to say I'm not trading for him. That would be fun. But two teams have to agree.
Mm-hmm.
And let's talk about Myles Garrett next and Patrick Mahomes, too.
Let's just get them all.
He's a three-time Pro Bowler who's a fringe All-Pro type. And he's 27 years old. They're probably not going to part ways with him. But he is making a lot of money. You're probably not going to have multiple corners making a ton of money, and you're certainly not going to have three. And they have a couple of young guys that are pretty good. Well, they're going to stink the rest of the year anyway. The worse they are, the better. If you're willing to give them draft picks, like that is where two teams might be willing to tango. And that is what they should be trying to do. And to me, that is the conversation here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.